Sit back, relax, you got nothing to lose. What do you think I'm about to show you? The female of the species is more deadly than a male. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the More Deadly podcast, where we review horror movies directed exclusively by women, which prove that the female of the species is more deadly than the male. More Deadly is a trans-inclusive podcast that celebrates the work of cis and trans women, as well as non-binary filmmakers who are comfortable being included in a space that centers the work of women. I'm your co-host, Rachel, and joining me tonight is the super ego to my id. It's Ariel.
Hello. Thank you. For that interesting welcome. I appreciate it.
I love it when the title of the movie gives me the pun.
It's perfect.
The lowest effort is the sweetest.
You don't have to stretch very far.
But we are not alone. That's right. We are joined by someone, honestly, that we absolutely adore, that I could not believe actually wanted to come on the show. I was so flattered that you wanted to join. I was like, yes, clear the schedule. We got to get this guy on here. We are honored to have joining us for the first time ever, Graham from Films at First Sight. Welcome to More Deadly.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I can't believe you guys actually allowed me to come on the podcast. I can't believe you didn't watch the film and be like, yeah, so anyways, like, we're having technical problems. And
like disinvite you at the last minute.
Change our Joe. Tell him, change our number. Like,
there were side chats.
Do we really want to do this?
Like, you don't invite one of the gentlemen of Films at First Sight for, like, your, you know, movie
garden
theater popcorn
movie?
Pun muncher. No. Yeah. You're going into whatever the equivalent of the dark web is, the Silk Road is of cinema. Like, that is what we're getting with you guys. Yeah.
We know it's going to be a very weird experience.
Joe, I felt like I had to match Joe's kind of like level. He's definitely more
matches freak.
He gets down to the midnight zone of the ocean. You know, he goes into the deeps where no one's ever seen before, and he's pulling out. You know, I'm more of a Twilight Zone guy. You know, a little bit of sun still gets there, kind of stuff. But I dug deep and I pulled out one that I had never seen before. So
yeah,
I had no idea what I was throwing the pig and shark infested tank I was throwing you guys into for tonight's film.
Yes, I believe I texted you today and said there is quite a variety of upsetting penises in this movie.
That was a surprise for me too.
It was. At least there was a variety.
That is true.
I will say. I was thinking of this after you texted it. I was
like,
every penis on display in this film is better than an actual penis. So I'll take it.
And yet, if you were to, I think you would disagree.
It's probably true. Yeah.
All right. So now that I've said something totally filthy that Ariel probably should cut, if our listeners are not already as obsessed with you as we are, we like to, the first time someone joins the show, to ask them a handful of questions. So are you up for a quick little Q&A?
Absolutely.
Cool. So part of the reason we like to do this is because we're going to give our opinions on this movie, right? So I like to, A, let them get to know you, but also kind of give them an idea of where your taste lies. Like, what are the things that you like? So they know how they align with you when you're talking about the movie.
Wise.
So first question is, why don't we actually start with you plug in the show? Tell us about Films at First Sight. Tell us all that good stuff.
All right. So Films at First Sight is a podcast started by my good friend Joe, and actually my good friend Caitlin many years ago, Caitlin Grant of Plug It Up podcast, another excellent podcast.
We'll be here in a couple weeks. Yes.
Oh, look out for that one. Damn, I'm gonna be lurking on the live recording for that. I can't wait.
Please do.
We're excited. Yeah, that's cool. And I kind of wedged my way in there as a third wheel. I was like, hey guys, what's going on? You talk about movies? Let me get in on this action. and for some reason or another, they liked having me there. And so the podcast itself is really all about, as Joe likes to say, you know, just looking at and discussing movies through the lens of a first-time viewer. I like to say it's really all about like that initial visceral experience. We don't necessarily go into every episode with the intent of reviewing a film. We really just want to talk about like the experience of the film, how it made us feel,
What really stuck with us? It's not necessarily like, was it good? Was it bad? But it was just kind of like, what did it do to you? Like, and that's, those are my favorite films that we cover, are the ones that are like serious, visceral experiences. So, if that sounds interesting to you, we cover a wide gamut. We are genre lists. We are boundless when it comes to that. Every era from early 1900s right up to modern films, short films, lost found films, things of that nature. So if that sounds interesting, check out Films at First Sight.
Yeah. I mean, I can second that, because I've been fortunate enough to get invited on there a few times, and we've talked about movies from the 60s, the 70s, the 20s, like the 40s,
Yeah, I think,
And then I probably something contemporary. I can't even remember at this point, but oh yeah. Cause we've done like festival coverage.
That's right.
So like, yeah, if people they've had their fill of horror content, which I get, I mean, I don't personally get, but like theoretically I understand.
I guess it could happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I cannot recommend the show enough. Like, let me sing your praises for a second. Not only do you select interesting films, but listening to you and Joe, who are two of the smartest people I know, talk about them is fantastic.
Wow. You need to meet more people. No.
Stop it. But also what I love about it is actually the dynamic that you two have. You have a very long running friendship, and there is something that is like this second language that you have as friends that is wonderful to hear, but it also is so like welcoming that when you're listening, it really does feel like you get to be a part of the conversation. You're laughing, you're enjoying these inside jokes. It is such like a welcoming podcast.
Thank you so much. That's so nice to hear.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'm reminded, Joe pointed out to me the other day, it was like our first real negative review, and it was like, braying donkeys, these guys can't stop laughing at themselves. And I was like, that's I think Joe's comment was like, apparently we have too much fun doing our podcast and that makes it bad.
That's crazy.
Like, that's awesome.
To me, that's a glowing review.
I immediately screenshotted it and put it on our socials. I was like, hee-haw, hee-haw, motherfuckers.
Yeah. It was like excellent. The time we got that review, Rachel, where somebody said you laugh like Ursula, and at first you were like annoyed by the comment, but I think that's like the most amazing compliment.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, I think, the first time of many now that I've heard about my laugh, so I alternate between feeling flattered and like hopeful that it's not unbearable, and then also feeling self-conscious about it. Like, aww. The last person was Eric. He's like, I've given up trying to edit your laughter. It's a force of nature. I was like,
you are a force of nature. You should be proud of that.
You don't edit perfection. I don't know what he's doing over there. Yeah. As an audio guy, I'm going to start sampling your laughter and just put it in the backing track of our podcast.
Yeah, I never cut it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's good that you listen to it, because I think I would get a thing. I would get fixated in a thing on it. So,
yeah, you would.
So, yeah, I would. But thank you. So, all right, let's take it back. How did you first get into, since we're talking about horror, and I know you are like omnivorous with your films, but
sure.
Horror specifically, how did you first get into horror?
I know, I was really tempted to like throw something out there and just be a jerk. Like, I don't even like horror. I don't even know why I'm here. Yeah, but no, so it's an interesting genre for me. It's actually something that I quite literally ran away from in my youth. Like, literally, I remember the first horror film I ever saw was Child's Play. And it, I think I was probably like 11. Uh-huh. It was not the right time to be watching a horror film, really. And I had like a My Buddy and all this stuff. And so was like, it fucked me up for a while. Like, and then I remember somewhere around 13 or something for the first, yeah, there he is.
Oh God, I gotta go.
Hey, back.
How dare you?
And then, like, you know, like Friday the 13th and things like that. And I couldn't bear it. I was like, I was just too soft. I was too timid as a kid. I couldn't take it. I ran out of the room constantly when a horror movie was on, and it just got too tense. I just felt it too viscerally. I felt like my heart was going to explode, kind of thing. And then finally, like 17, 18, I started like getting into it and seeing the humor in it and finding all of like the hokiness, but also, and the depth of it, and like, and just how broad. For something that is considered, you know, you know, a genre film kind of thing. It just how much meat there is on that bone, and just how you know how much you can really kind of till from that soil to kind of mix as many metaphors as I possibly can in one sentence. Like it's just it's
plus
really
counter.
Yeah. but no, like, and I finally started getting into that. So I'm still like, I'm blown away by certain people. I'm not like a huge horror aficionado, but I am still kind of like digging deeper and deeper into the genre as I go. And every day I learn more and more about it and just kind of fall in love with it more and more as a genre. So
that's exciting. Yeah. I wish there were more parts of horror that I hadn't discovered yet. You know, I know there's still like pockets out there, and it's always exciting to stumble upon it. But do you have any like favorite horror movies, ones you really love?
Yeah. So I think at least as of late, what has really kind of kept coming back up for me is like some Cronenberg stuff, like The Brood, Videodrome. I think, I was just watching this the other day for the first time, Wild Zero, which is like a horror comedy. It's a Japanese one. And
I've never even heard of that.
I wanted to bring it up because I didn't know if you guys had ever seen
it. No, that's amazing.
The Graham experience.
Yeah.
Well, and I got to thank Joe. Joe was really the reason I had ever heard of this film. And it blew my mind. I think it might have actually played Chattanooga Virtual as like one of the Red Eye, the late night screenings.
Mm-hmm.
And then The Exorcist is like my classic go-to that I will always lean into. That's sort of my absolute favorite. Wild Zero is awesome. Yes, yeah. Samantha Christ. Yeah. Now we're talking. Yes, love that movie. And then more recently, an older film, but something that like really jumped to the top of my list is Possession. I watched that for the first time about a year and a half ago, and I was like, this is that was... Maybe not the first time, but it was a stark reminder of just how much depth there is to this genre and just like how serious it can be, you know? Mm-hmm. And those are some of my favorites.
So what I'm getting is you like a little bit of an ordeal of a movie. And I think maybe some of like your love of, you know, more cult, more, what's the word I'm looking for? Like... obscure, that's the word, like genre stuff is maybe like kind of the bridge to horror for you.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, and honestly, an ordeal of a movie is such a great way to put it, because like, I don't know, I'm a huge Tarkovsky fan. I like a lot of auteur directors that are challenging watches for a lot of people, and I'm like, what? This is something that's going to hurt my brain for 3 hours after I'm done watching it. Give it to me. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're guilty of that, too. We have a little bit of, like, masochism when it comes to all the movies that we love. Do you... Now, obviously, we focus on women-directed horror here. So do you have a favorite woman who's in the genre? Or,
I don't know.
Or a movie, even?
Well, Catherine Bigelow, who, you know...
Just of course.
Near Dark was actually like, I remember watching that and then watching it again like 2 years ago. And I was like, oh my God, this is Catherine Bigelow. Oh my God. Oh, I didn't even realize it the first time I had seen it. It was like, oh geez. And I fucking love that movie.
Hey folks, Rachel here. Thanks so much for listening to this preview episode of More Deadly. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, good news, you can. There are a couple of ways that you can hear the full episode right now. First, you can subscribe to the More Deadly podcast for free wherever it is that you get your pods. Or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/zombiegirls to get the episodes ad-free plus all the other Patreon goodies. Thanks so much for listening.